Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
President of the Nashville Preds, President as he is known on social media, Sean Henry, will join us to start this hour. We've been talking a whole lot of Preds. Don Davenport, Mickey Ryan, JT Productions back in studio. Brent Doherty has the day off. He's missing the opening day of the playoffs, but I think he's home working on his beard.
There are no days off. I don't know. Like, what is he doing? When I walked in, I'm glad you guys are here. And no offense, Brent, but you know, the best two are here. No, you don't take days off during the playoffs, right? You can sleep when it's over.
That's true. Well,
we've quoted you several times.
We've quoted you saying that because somebody said, man, that 8:30 puck drop is late. I said,
How old are we?
Oh, no, yeah.
If I hear one more person say NHL hates us, they're making us play at 8:30. I would play at 3:30 in the morning if it means we're in the playoffs, right?
Yes, good point. And we can sleep after the cup, right?
Well, and when you play in the Western Conference, you know, you're dealing with different time zones and later starts, and that's just kind of the life as it is in the Western Conference.
And don't forget, in Denver, it's at 7:30. So if we started at 8 or 7, it pushes it back. So I think it's fine. And again, they compensating. Average our times out. We're at 2 o'clock on Saturday, so you combine those two. Our average start is 5 o'clock.
Oh, there you go.
See? I'm all about average.
I love this reasoning.
I'm a pleaser.
So we were walking here to Rippey's to do the show, and we see so much gold around town already. We see them setting up in the park, and we've talked a lot about the run last year and where we are and how we feel this year, and really Smashville as a whole. How different is last year to this year at this point for you?
Well, I think not just for me, but for everybody. You know, last year we started the playoffs against the Blackhawks, and I don't think everyone was as optimistic as they are right now.
Right.
And, you know,
considering nobody picked the Preds,
yeah, right? Except for the three of us, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we went through it, what the fans did was incredible. What the nation did, tuning into what we were doing, was something else. But then we never fell off. We went through the entire season this year on this air of positivity, where last year, you know, we were up and down, and you know, we ran right into the playoffs. So this year, it's just different. People are excited from day one. People just can't wait to get out there. You know, this game was sold out really in December for all practical purposes, the way season ticket sales went. And everyone's reaching out to say, okay, how do I be part of it? How do we set up in the park earlier? Remember, we didn't do that last year for the first round. We
were on our plaza.
It did. And now we realize we're going to start probably where the third round started last year. And I think we'll build the same way, and it's just so exciting. The fans are incredible. We say it all the time. They are the best fans in sports. We saw it 2 weeks ago with the unveiling of the jersey for the Titans to what we were doing. Anyone that questions this market just have never been here.
We took some grief, and we discussed this early on in the show. We would come downtown, and we would do our show pregame, and then the next morning we would come on and talk about the game, and we would just gush about the crowd and gush about the people downtown and what the game atmosphere was. And we had a couple of guys who just said, stop talking about the crowd. We get it. It's a great crowd. We get it. Stop. Enough about the crowd. But it would be louder and bigger every game. We were literally trying to describe, this is even bigger than the last time. Every night it got bigger.
Yeah, if you're complaining about people praising our crowd and our city and our community, then you're not from here. You're probably from one of the traditional cities in our sport. But we love being non-traditional. I love the fact that when you come here, no matter what city you're from, you come in thinking, wow, I wonder if it's going to be okay. And then you walk away saying, oh my gosh, it was better than wherever you're from. And I love it. You know, we got Levy calling the game on Saturday, or tonight and Saturday, and we become pretty good friends only because of what was created here. And he's a New Yorker like I am, and he gets beat up because he's talking about how great our crowd is. And everyone hits him and says, whoa, wait a minute. It's not as good as the Rangers or the Islanders or the Devils. And he honestly just laughs. He really does. And I feel the same way. I'm almost apologetic to my own family and friends. My father-in-law is a Red Wing fan, and he assumes everyone else in the world is too.
Sure.
And then he comes to our games and says, well, I guess this is fun if you like standing and cheering. Like, yeah, as opposed to sitting and being grumpy, you know, because you just walk through snow and slush and salt and sour people. But you look down Broadway right now. I went to lunch today, and I had a tough time not going on a rooftop and hanging out. And there's a group of guys over there right now waiting for me to do our own pregame ritual, which might have something to do with Broadway in a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, we need to know. What can are you allowed to tell?
Are you superstitious and you can't tell?
I neither confirm nor deny anything that you may allege, but we do a post 104.5 show tradition and a pregame tradition together that there was only one game last year we didn't do it, and it was game six of the finals. So,
oh, geez. Oh, well.
Those three people, it's all their fault.
Oh, man. they're smiling nervously like, oh, no, it wasn't our fault. We wanted to walk. Sean Henry, our guest, president of the Nashville Predators. My wife got a new job, and she's doing great at her job, and she's doing these things. And I told her at one point, I said, hey, you got to pace yourself. But you can't show your whole hand early. I mean, you got to leave something for next year and the year after. When you guys looked at all you had done during the playoffs last year with the anthem singers and the atmosphere and the bracelets that lit up in unison, and did you think, oh, geez, what do we... I mean, what in the world are we going to do this year? Tank full of catfish? And you did that. But that has to be tough, though, thinking, we blew it out last year. We got to find another way to blow it out this year.
Yeah, we spent a lot of really long meetings this summer that started with us really just staring at each other, thinking, okay, what do we do? How do we top it? But the one thing we have in our arsenal, maybe two things, is we'll go back to the fans. We have the best fans in the world. And sometimes we don't do anything. They start the dilly-dilly cheer. They start the Paul McCartney Let It Be song with the flashlights going. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Right. This comes from them. I wish I could say, oh, yeah, I scripted it. But no. And then God smiles on you, and you have four games in a row with the challenge. So we do a lot, but our fans do a lot more. So then you have the secondary part of it. With Bridgestone Arena being one of the busiest concert venues in the country, it would be shameless if we didn't stare at every production that came in and said, okay, that's really cool, that's really cool. How do we copy that? We did it with the bracelets last year or 2 years ago. You know, we took that from Coldplay and Taylor Swift. And what we were doing this year, we took from three different shows, combined it into one, and we're doing something that's never been done before in sports from a production standpoint, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. There was a few gallons of Pepto-Bismol consumed over the weekend and last night, making sure it was going to work because there were a few times we had some hiccups.
Uh-oh.
But we also had to show our own league what we wanted to do and why it would work. And don't worry, there won't be any glitches, and it's really going to be fun. But again, you combine a great music city with great tours that you can steal from and fans that bring everything to life, and we would be the worst people in the world if we didn't combine the two.
So you're talking about this Pepto-Bismol event that you have planned.
And they're not even a sponsor, by the way. They're just a necessity.
No, right, exactly.
Oh, but I know. I've drank a lot of it myself over the years.
Be in your seats. 8:15. I mean, I've seen it everywhere. If you're not in your seat at 8:15, then you're not going to be able to get to your seat until 8:30.
That really is it. You know, we want everyone in. We want the curtains shut. We want, you know, complete black, if you will. But it's fun. And the other is, you're not going to be sitting there, you know, waiting for Easter Mass to start. You know, if you don't know if you can take your phone out or talk, it's going to be, you can talk, you can be loud, there's going to be music playing, all the normal explosions that we have. But when the pregame starts, you're going to want to be in there because it's a celebration of last year. It's a celebration of our fans. And most importantly, it's a launch to what we hope is a really long run again.
You guys do a great job of recognizing the fans and their contributions. There is a tank with live catfish in it. Fans have the ability to give names to two of the catfish, but you guys have already assigned names, including one Preds fan who, I said earlier, he's got the best seat in the house now, Big Ben. And I thought that was great to name one of the catfish after him. He's smiling. I know he is.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, so we'll have four fish eventually. I don't actually know when they'll all come. There are better people than me that know fish.
Sure.
But so we started out with one this morning. I think the second one is there. I'm not sure, or it will be soon. But there are two people that rose to the list from the suggestions we got. Of course, one was Vince Gill. And, you know, Gill, nice double entendre.
Yes.
With a fish. And you're really such a huge fan. Did so much for this organization originally and then 10 years ago when we had all the problems. So that's a fun one, an easy one. But the easier one really was for Ben, or Big Ben, as we all know him. The only disappointment we have for all of our fans, we are not going to paint the fish's belly every game. I wish we could. Wish we could figure it out. Because you forget how many people he literally touched with his kind of antics and his passion and his love for Nashville and the game.
Well, he and fans like him built what we're all standing on top of right now. We're all standing on top of the mountain that they built and that you and your team continue to add on to. It's such a great time. It's just such an amazing time to live in Nashville and to be a Predators fan.
You know, it really is. And the first key, living in Nashville, and I think it's always great to be a Predator fan, without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
But one warning for you both. I told everyone at a meeting yesterday, be careful what you do on game day. Because whatever you do, you may be stuck doing through June, or I hope we are. So I will see you guys, ideally, every day at 4 o'clock. I don't know what we'll do Saturday. We'll figure it out. Maybe come over for breakfast.
Yeah, but that might be a little different.
So I apologize in advance. You're stuck with me for a bit.
We love it, man. We love being stuck with you, Sean Henry. Appreciate you stopping by.
All right, thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you a lot.
Go Preds.
8:15 in your seats.
Yes.
8:15. That's what he says.
Go say hi to the catfish. Get in early. Doors open for everybody at 6:30. 6 o'clock for, I think it's... Fifth, third card members, you can go in on the Sobro entrance. So, ooh, here we go.
Better than I do. That's great.
I'm on it. She's on top of it.